Please contact Huda. And if you could do so forthwith, because we want to resolve all outstanding Kavrusa issues as soon as possible. So again, just anybody who needs a Kavrusa or knows somebody who needs a Kavrusa, sometimes people know that people are going to need a Kavrusa, but people themselves don't know it. So, what? Yeah, Shalom Ida? That's not bad, actually. So, well said. So if you could, you know, try to resolve that and speak to Yehuda, his, Yehuda or Eli, I guess, either one, but if we could do so quickly so that everybody will have a good Chavrusa situation and Lahagdol Toro Lahadira. Okay. Rabbi Taubes, who was in charge of this program that I just spoke at, he asked me to convey his greetings to the Shir and his apologies for the delay, but I think we said 1:15, so it isn't so bad. Ooh, that's wrong. Okay, I'm going by my clock. Okay. Okay, so we've been discussing the issue of Yish Kedi Lo Kani. Yesterday what we did is we went through the sugya on Kufyud Aleph Amud Beis, Rav Chisda. According to the different Rishonim, that's very, very fruitful for this topic. And the other one, of course, the sugya on the Mishnah and the Gemara and Kufya Dalet Amud Aleph, also very, very crucial. We went through all the different readings of the Gemara, each of which produces different important conclusions and informations. Rashi, Tosos, Tosos Rid, Balamor, Ramban, Raibid, Rajba. Very important readings of the sugya. Okay. Now what we want to do is we want to analyze some of the other issues. Okay. Because what we've seen so far is different perspectives on how Yeush is going to work alone. Okay. So let's start with the question of Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, does it have any impact on the Cheftza? The shem gozel or ganuf of the chefza. So this is an issue which comes up in the sugya bab metziyah daf chav amud beis. Again, if we recall, what was the gemara in bab metziyah chav amud beis? That's the main gemara, one of the main gemaras. Daniel.
Yes, so that's the case when someone finds an object and.
He finds an object, he picks it up, Amanas the Gozla, let's say.
And then the Gemara says it's over 3 lavin. And even if after Yesh he gives it back, he's Maida Avad Avad.
Oh, so Maida Avad Avad. Matana Bialma. If after Yesh he picks it up and then he wants to give it back, it's meaningless. That's the problem, correct? The question is, why should that be meaningless from the perspective of both Aveda and of Gezela? What happened to the principle of Hashev Teshivim, Heishev is like Zela Shogazal, Lavanita Klaasei in the case of Gzela, the Kiyum Mitzvah of Hashev Teshivim in the case of Aveda. What happened to all of that? That's the question that all Rishonim discuss. Ramban had his particular answer, as we already know, and as we thoroughly discussed. There are other Rishonim who say, well, the question's not really a question, because this is a Sabaraic addition to the Gemara, and we're not responsible for that. Okay, ask the anonymous Chachmei Sabaroi, but it's not my problem. The Rishonim said that. However, let's say we do think it's our problem, or it isn't Sabaraic, so we have a serious problem, and the question is, what do you do with it? So one suggestion that was made by some Rishonim was, well, maybe, will you tell me? Maybe, Daniel?
So, Tosafot on the Rosh said it wasn't really talking about, well, Tigzol, for example, what about Hoshev Teshivim?
Okay, and what about Hoshev Teshivim? Why should.
So, they said that you're still older because at the time that you took it, it was almost.
Okay, so basically, number one, the question in Hoshev Teshivim becomes if Isura Asal Yado, right? So, why is... But the question would be like this. If Yisru HaSal Yado still has a hashava of some sort, and there is still a Yeush, right? So why not be Metaken through Hoshev Teshivim in that case? Right, that would be the question. So, right, other Rishonim say, Tulsa says no, but the Rajba and the Rash, this, do you have a chance to look at it? The Rajba and the Rash Mishans there,
right,
quote a suggestion which they then reject, namely?
That I think that he's over really all three of them.
That after Yeush, you're over and you can no longer rectify. Right? Why not? Because after Yeush, even if Yeush Kadi lo Kani, in other words, if Yeush Kadi would be Kani, then of course. We're saying if Yeush Kadi doesn't work, be Suras Aliado, even in Aveda, right? Which is the view of the Balei Tosis, at least to absolve you from Mamon. So, or maybe at all, according to the Madam Yeush Kadi lo Kani. So if Yeush Kadi lo Kani, then Lachar Yeush should be like Kodem Yeush as far as this is concerned. The answer is, no, Yeush Kadi lo Kani, but Le'inyan Hoshev Teshivim, that you've ruined. That's the suggestion that's made in the Rash Mishans and the Rajba. They reject it. They say, that can't be, because Yeush ain't a kona be suras aliado at all. So it's the equivalent of there being no Yeush. But the Gon, quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bam Metzia, does adopt this view. Now, his explanation is there's no mitzvah of Hashev Teshivim l'achar Yeush, even if Yeush be suras aliado, ain't a kona. That's exactly what we want. We're interested in figuring out whether Yeush, even if it's not Kone, creates some sort of chalos. What chalos does it create here then? How would you explain it?
I guess as far as the Baal is concerned, then there's no more reason to give it back to him. Meaning you're not fully Kone the object perhaps, but...
The object is not yours, but the Shem Avud, let's say. Avud means when there's a Bailim looking for it. And when the Bailim are no longer looking for it, then the Chefetz, the Shem Avud, the Chefetz is Paka. Yeah.
Yeah, one can understand that the formulating with reference specifically to Mitzvah Shech Tashirim. It doesn't really tell you very much about the Yesh. It's a Dinin, Yesh Lotobin, Dover, Yesh Lotobin.
Could be. So again, like the Ramban like. Right. In other words, yeah, what you could say, what Noah's suggesting is as follows. Is this halacha tell you something about the impact of Yeush, even if Yeush Kadi Lo Kani? Like I'm saying, which is that it doesn't have a Shem Avud anymore. And that's significant in the larger scheme then, to try to demonstrate that even if Yeush Kadi Lo Kani, there is a Chalos Yeush, even Bisura Asaliyado. Or maybe it's kind of like the Ramban formulations about being Kore Shem Latoma, meaning Hashev Teshivim doesn't apply if the Bailim, the former Bailim, have lost hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to say? Correct, you could say that. That would be a question. Is this a chiddush in Hashev Teshivim requiring an active pursuit, or is it about the Shem Chefetz of it? Again, the more you find that there are such phenomena and that they cut across different halachos, then the more likely we would believe that there's a pattern of Yeush's effectiveness despite being not caught. Now this question, just one more second, this question also arises regarding the other part, the more relevant part of the sugya for us, and that is not Hashev Teshivim, but Veheshev Esagzela Asher Gazal. Same question. We say Veheshev Esagzela Asher Gazal, and therefore Lachar Yeush, if you give it back, Matana Bialma, right, but you didn't do anything, and all the Rishonim ask, right, Lavanitak. So again, the Rimil O'Neil in the Shidvu Kubetzes in Bam Metzia says the same idea. He says the reason it's not Nita Klas A is because even though Yeush Kadi is low Kani, the Shem Gazel is gone. And therefore returning this Chefetz is meaningless. And here it's more difficult to say what Noah is suggesting in Gzela than in Veheshev is like Gzela than it is in Hashem Teshivim. For reasons that have to do with the dynamic of, again, Hashava and Gzela and Aveda, which we should all understand, I think, well. Not impossible to say, but it's more difficult to say. So the Rima Lonil is the parallel to the Gaon in Aveda, which is what the Rima Lonil says in Gzela. Yeah, Baruch Tov had a question. Why is it more difficult to say that? I think the Heshev is like Zela because it's more of a Chovas Agavra and flows from the Chefza than the Hashiv Teshivim is more about. Hashiv Teshivim is more of a Chovas Agavra on the Motse, and it's to the Gavra of the Oved in a way. Because no one did anything wrong here such that, you know, that there's a hardcore chiyuv or that there's a cheftza, you know, which requires, you know, that it be rectified and returned. I think that would be the argument. Masha'in ke b'gzela. But the Rima Lonil says this idea regarding gzela as well, to explain the sugya there. Yeah.
Is it possible? I mean, I would think to say the opposite only because of the fact that we said before that the we've been saying all along that gzela, naming gzela, is based much more on kinyanim and the, like, Ketos, like we read earlier in the year, is mechalik between Aveda and Geneva,
right.
And that in order to be Kona and Aveda, you don't need to do a Maisa, but you need to do a Maisa Geneva. So, since it's rooted in Kinyanim, so regardless of the Yeish of the Baal,
it's easier to get rid of the Hashava of the Gzela than the Aveda.
It's easier to still be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Veheshev by Geneva, despite the Yeish of the Baal, than it is to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hashiv Teshivim, despite the Yeish of the Baal.
Did you just say what I just said? Again, one more time. It's
easier to fulfill the mitzvah of Beheshev Yitzhak Zeila Asher Gazal despite the Yeish of the Baal than it is to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashiv Teshivim despite the Yeish of the Baal.
Right. Isn't that, that's exactly what we said. I think that's exactly what we said. In other words, this idea of what the Gaon says in Aveda, you can say this idea. The Rima Lonil says it in Gzela. It's a bigger chiddush to say it in Gzela than it is to say it in Aveda. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're agreeing to?
Yeah.
I think that's what you said.
You said
said the opposite?
I was saying that it's easier. Sorry.
This idea that once there's no... once there's Yeush, even if Yeush Kedilo Kani, you do not have to return the Chepetz to the Bailim as Hashava, as a Kiyum in Hashava, put it that way. Is that more obvious in Aveda or in Gzela?
I would think it's more obvious in Aveda.
You would think that is more obvious in Aveda. Right. I think that's what we were saying. Why? Because in Aveda it's more about the Gavra. So if the guy, like Noah was saying, the guy, he's not interested anymore. It's not like the Aveda is, the Chefta Shel Aveda is, you know, is Omeid Lahashava. Is that what you're saying? Are you giving a different explanation? But that's, it goes in that direction still, right?
It's only the Hashava. Okay.
I think that's the direction that you're saying. Maybe you're saying a different explanation. It could be the opposite too. I mean, it's a separate question. I think. Look, the other side of the coin is, of course, Kinyan Gzela in Gzela, which make the Chiyuv Hashava more of a Chovas Agavra from that point of view, as opposed to Aveda, where a guy picks up an Aveda, you're picking up somebody else's object Mitzchila V'Yad Sof. So, from a responsibility point of view, the obligation is greater in Gzela to give it back. From a how much of the bilis of the nigzal, or in this case the bilim, you know, have been compromised at the point that you come across that the object is right now. From that point of view, you might say that more in gzela and less in aveda. So I guess in theory it could go in either direction. But I understood what you were saying was in the same direction. So either way, the question of lavanita klase and hoshev shivim and heishiv, just to sum up, is a question that is discussed by the Rishonim. The Tosas Shantz and the Rajba and Bab Metzia reject this answer regarding Hoshev Teshivim. The Gaon and the Shita Mekubetza says, good answer. As far as Gzela is concerned, the Rima Lonil says, good answer. As far as analyzing this point, it's an example where Yiyush Kedi Lo Kani and yet has impact. Whether that impact is so much a testament to Yiyush's impact on the Cheftza of Ganuv and Gozel, or Avud, or it's more about the necessary continued interest of the Bailim to keep it going, I agree that there are two ways to look at it, and that you can be mechalik between Geneva, Gzela, and Aveda as far as that issue is concerned. Probably you can be mechalik in both directions. My inclination would be to be mechalik more in the direction that In a Veda, it's easier to relinquish interest in Gzela because of the Chovas HaGavra and the Chef to show Gzela itself demanding its return, that it's more difficult. But I agree that it could go in either direction. Either way, it's a very important Machlokas HaRishon. Good. And it does contribute, if possibly it contributes, to Yeush Kedi Lo Kani and yet creating a Chalos Le'inyan Shem Avod V'Shem Gazel. Now the truth is, not only the Rimil O'Neil, but Tosus says something like this. Okay, now whether he means it exactly 100% or not, I don't know. Whether he means the same formulation, I don't know. But he says it. Which Tosus addresses this question? Ben.
Tosus on Bav Mesiach as well.
Not really. I mean, he doesn't say this answer, but Tosus here kind of does, I think. I think it's... which Tosus here in Meruba?
Yeah.
Some Zion of days. He says that in general, but he says it specifically regarding the Sugyan Bamatsia too. Correct? Tosus addresses two problems here. Well, the other part of it we'll get in a second, but it's Lishitaso. Tosus and Rava. Yeah, why don't you read it quickly? Is it Rava? Yeah. Koban of Aloha Gazel. Okay. This we're not going to go into this whole issue.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a joke. Good. Okay, now we're starting to get into a little meatier of a topic in Tosis, right. Namely, what does Rava really hold about Yeush Kedi Kani or Lo Kani? This is going to be the setup for the last two lines, which are the... This whole Tosis is important for the last two lines.
Right.
I'm not saying that the, you know, historical discussion isn't important, but, as I say, not for us. Okay. So, guys, so what does Rava hold about Yeush? What are we saying?
Yeush Kedi Lo
Kani. So now, once established that, then it becomes a potential for something more substantive. Go ahead. Hodama Rava. Oh, this is a key part. Oh, now slow. Hodama Rava Parakela Mitzios. Stop for a second. So what's he saying? Bim Tomar. If you hold. So why is returning the Chafetz after Yeush as opposed to Lifnei Yeush? Lo Avad Klum Matana Bialmu the Kayayv. If we've established now that Rava, until now we just established, all that was important until now is that the Gemara is talking about Rava, not Rava. Fine. Rava holds Yeush Kedi Lo Kani. Terrific. Now comes the good part. If Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, so how come Yeush makes a difference in Bav Metzia? Go ahead. What's he saying?
Since Yeush works to Mokar, or to Matish, it would still be considered the Gaza.
Whew. So number one, this formulation in its own right is important. Right? We're going to get back to that in a second. What's important about it then?
He says that the fact that I can now makish it or mokar it makes me now, even before, if I say the yeshri lokani,
right,
even though I do not own this object now, since later on yeshin or she was literally on the object, I'm just simply gaza right now.
Which means that somehow my ability to trance, my ability to accomplish shina rishus, says Tosas, is a function of some quasi kinyan yeush, even according to the mandam yeush kidi lokani. This we'll see in a minute, is Tosas Lashitaso in two other places in Bava Kamma, right? Number one, Samach Vavum Midbeis, which we'll read in just a minute, and the other one is Kuf Yud Aleph Midbeis, the long Tosas that Shlomo read the other day, right? In all three places, Tosas says that the ability to accomplish Shina Rishus after Yeush, and therefore to have Yeush for Shina Rishus, is a function of Yeush Kedi Lo Kani being a chalos of some sort. You don't have to say that, as we'll soon see. Rajbis doesn't say it that way. How does Rajbis say it? Boren Kiachad. We'll get to it in a second. But this is Tosas Lishitaso. But what, so two things. Number one, that already is significant. Number one, it solves a problem, the catch-22 problem. How do you accomplish Shina Rishus and get Yush of Shina Rishus if you're not a Bailin? Right? Known as the catch-22 problem. The answer for Tosas is, well, la'achar yeush, you're a bailim enough, le'inyan, limkar zachefetz. We'll get to that in a second. But well, before we get, just one more second, unless you want to comment on this point, but let's talk about the implications right here and now. Tosas isn't asking that question. Tosas isn't asking the catch-22 question. Tosas is asking a different question. How come, if yush kedi lo kani, how come it's matana bi'alma when you return it? After all, if it was lifnei yeush, it wouldn't be matana bi'alma. Tosas is saying, because you can sell it. Who's talking about selling it? They didn't sell it in this case. What's Tosas saying? Dovi?
Would you suggest that Tosas is saying that he was, that because of that he's accomplished something with his failing, he was koneh, there's something close, it's already irreversible.
Right, in other words, he's trying to demonstrate that even though Rava really does hold that Yush Kedi Lo Kani, don't think that that translates into Achar Yeush Harehu Kekodem Yeush. Because if that were true, then he wouldn't be able to transfer the Chefetz either. The fact that Yeush gives him the Koach to be Mishane Rishus means that when we say Yush Kedi Lo Kani, we just mean it's not enough. We mean that the Chiyuv Veishev Sagzelash or Gazal militates against a Kinyan Gamor on the ban. It doesn't mean that there's no Kinyanim, or that there's not an enhancement of his Kinyanic Zela. There is Le'inyan, the ability to be Mocher, Umakdish, and for the very same reason, it's too late for Hashava, because he's already established himself. Right? Chashiv Gazlan. What do you mean Chashiv Gazlan? He's already a Gazlan. Meaning, he's, it's an interesting point. Namely,
he's finally a Gazlan. We're anticipating the Hashava.
In Hashava, which is Nita Klase, one of the, is we he can undo his Gzela. It's not too late to undo the Gzela. Right? But Lacha Yeush, it's too late. It's interesting. One could have explained it a different way. You could have said, and I think the Rimmel O'Neill has the opposite formulation, but for the same reason. For the Rimmel O'Neill, the point is it's no longer a Chevet HaGazel, Lachar Yeush. It's no longer a Chevet HaGazel, or that the Nigzel is no longer sufficiently interested. That's the problem. For Tosas, for the very same reason, in both cases, Yeush is a chalos, even if it's lo kani. But Tosas is saying, no, he's too much of a gazlan. The time to turn back the clock is over. Very important, Tosas. Yeah.
Is this like the flip side of the Reim and the Sivas in the Shaf?
I hear. Well, about Lachem, you mean, and I mean, even if you hold Gezel Akum and those things is not whatever, but that doesn't mean you have kinyanim in it. Okay.
Because
it's halachem. Good.
Which is one side as opposed to the shach, because you mean here the Tosos is stating once you have a kinyan, then you can no longer have hashav teshivim, so you can no longer have a hashav tegzela, and then.
But sometimes you can go too far.
Right. And the other side.
Some has no hashava because you're not enough of a goslin. And sometimes there's no hashava because you're too much of a goslin.
That's too deep. That's what
we're
saying to Iran. For those who are unwilling, so then we would say that their feeling maybe is that just like Tosos here thinks that.
Too much of a goslin.
Right, exactly.
Interesting. Could be. Either way, Tosis is this. Like I say, the beginning of Tosis is all about, you know, give yourselves some history. Stick with it. These last three lines are just very, very important. Very important. Okay. Yeah.
Are we saying that Tosis in general says there's no chiyuv v'heishis? You can't even kain v'heishis like zayil after yesh, even though his isur atliyade is the fact that there's a chiyuv hashava.
Isura Asaliyado is before.
That Yesh doesn't work because
Yesh doesn't work for him.
And yet it's Mafkiya his Chiyuv Hashava.
But it's not going to be Mafkiya the Chiyuv Hashava. It's Mafkiya the Nitak La'aseh of the Hashava. Tosafot's question is why isn't this a Lava Nitak La'aseh? Why do we say Matana Bialma? Masha Asa. That's the question. The answer is, it's too late for Nita Class A. But either way, we're talking about a situation where, you know, either of Aveda or of Gzela, we're not saying that if Yishkini Lokani can't keep the Chafetz, he has to give it back.
But the point
is that giving it back here is not Nita Class A.
Because from the standpoint of the Baal, we're saying from the standpoint of the Baal, it's Mafkiya the Hashava because
he's still obligated to give it back. But it doesn't reverse, it doesn't undo the Gzela because he's in too deep. That's what Tosa says. That's what Tosa says.
He's still chayiv damin, but the Be'en is a matana.
Well, we're talking about the Be'en.
Right, I'm saying, but no, it's not chayiv to give. You're saying that he's actually chayiv to give the matana. The Be'en back is not considered
a. No, he may not be chayiv to give the Be'en back either. Yeah. That's question. But even if he was, I'm saying. You might have to give the band back because you don't own it fully.
But
at this point, it's not Nita Klase anymore. It's Matana B'Alma. Meaning you're giving it back, but you're not undoing the Maya Saveira. At minimum, that's what Tosa is saying.
More there is talking about a case of Aveda Amanas Lagozla.
Right.
So could it be the Chiva Shava stems from
it? I mean, again, so that's the Ramban. That's what Ramban says it's unique. But assuming the other Rishonim don't think that makes it unique, which we have no evidence that they do, I mean, that's Ramban's point. That's a case of Gzela Saveda. That's why all the rules are different. And that's the answer to this question, too. But I don't see that in Tosfos.
That's the case, then, what Joe was saying is true, that by in a hardcore Geneva case, so
right. There
would be no Chiyuv Hashava.
Or maybe there would be a Chiyuv Hashava, but it wouldn't be Nita Klase. That's what I'm saying. It still would be Matana B'Alma. Maybe in a hardcore case, there would be a Chiyuv, but it wouldn't be Mataka in the Asay. At minimum, we're saying that. That's what Tosa says. Yeah.
Are we saying that the ground was kind of was kone something, or like Tosa never actually says it was kone?
Well, he is kone linen is koach.
He says the hoel. He doesn't say
hoel. Well, hoel I think means. How can he be the? I think Tosa's asking a separate. Tosa's asking a second question, which is how can he be makne if he's not a bialin?
Sorry, that says Tosa's going like further than the Rambam, because Rambam said he was low kone.
Linyan davar zeh maybe, but obviously less than the Rambam in other matters.
All right, in this area, he's
maybe
a real king.
Maybe, yeah. I think it is a real king. Okay, so let's bring us back. Let's talk about that now. Okay, so far we have the issue in Aveda and the issue in Gzela of Lavanita Klaachar Yeush, and we have the Gon, the Rimel O'Neil, and now we have Tosas on. Samach Zayinwood base, but Tosan Samach Zayinwood base raises the catch 22 question, which I want to address for a couple minutes as well. First, did you have a question?
I just wanted to know whether we could respond to Joe's point with the Lashon of Tosfos that he becomes a Gazlon, which is mashma that the Hafkas mitzvah hashava is tali in the shem gavra. If he has a shem gavra b'gazlan, so then he can't be mishiv. Whereas the chuyav hashava, which is ma'akiv, in the kinyanim of bisaras aliyadi is in the chetza.
Well, isn't that kind of what I said before? In other words, to formulate it that
yeah.
way. Okay, good. I think that's pretty much captures what I was answering before. Okay. The catch 22 issue. Okay. So, firstly, is there a problem? So, in Yishas Shinu Rishus, there should be. One would think that there's a problem, but not necessarily. We spent some time yesterday showing that some Rishonim, the opinion that Shinu Rishus doesn't necessarily require a bona fide kinyan. For example, the discussion of the Rajba on Kufin Aleph, right? Let's say the Gazlan Shani steals from the Gazlan Rishon. Is that called Shinu Rishus? Or the discussion of Balamor, Shinu Rishus Betos, or the discussion of Tosis, Shinu Rishus Balkorcha, de Balkorcha de Lokeach, or the discussion of the Tosis Rid and Ravid and Rajba, Shinu Rishus Balkorcha of the Mocher. Right? So, do you always need a legal haknar? Just maybe need a change of venue. A person who wasn't directly involved in the, or an entity that wasn't directly involved in the original gazela. You don't really need shina rishus per se. You don't really need the haknar of shina rishus. Then maybe. Maybe the problem of and the kinyan is therefore just yeush. It's yeush kadi. Then the problem isn't so terrible. Either some other cases, maybe some of the cases are yeush v'shinui hashem. To accomplish shinui hashem, the catch 22 problem is not as acute anyway. Probably. Why? I like the Ramban. Like the Ramban is not willing to give so much credence to Yush Kedi according to the Mandam or Lokani, would it certainly be Suras Eliyado, right? And yet, as we saw, the Ramban will say, however, as a prerequisite for Shini Hashem, whether it's only in Tumas Kalim or even in general in Shini Hashem, but again, to what end? As the Ramban, let's remember the Ramban's language again, like Mimafrish Truma Shalom Brishus. So to accomplish Yush for Shini Hashem, all I'm pointing out is that the catch 22 problem is not so terrible. The catch 22 problem is going to be a big problem if you really need bailus to accomplish the factor, which means that you need a shinui rishus, which is really legal. Yeah.
So this makes that chiluk explicitly, I think. That the ketos.
Mm-hmm.
He makes that chiluk explicitly between shin hashem and shin rishus, I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That, and which one? The shin and gimel one.
Shin.
Shin Samach Beis? I don't remember
that
line.
When he talks about the Rashba, about Bon Kecha, that's
yeah.
the same one.
Oh, okay. Good. So, good. So, Shinui Hashem, as we can live with. Shinui Rishus, we can live with if we don't really need a legal transfer. Shinui Rishus, that's a legal transfer, is a catch-22 problem. How are you going to say, Yush Kedi Lo Kani, and Zelafi Shinui Shalom, Zelafi Shinui Rishuso, and yet you're going to get your Shinui Rishus anyway. How are you going to do that? That's going to be a problem. Okay. So, number one, one might say, in Achanami, there is a koach bailus here that is working, but it's not really the yeush. Let's say Ramban-like. The yeush, I'm not saying the Ramban says this, he doesn't, but Ramban-like. Let's say the Yeush just rids you of the obstacle, and then there's a Kinyan based on Kinyan Exela. Normally, Zelafi Shein Shalom, because the Kinyan Exela are incomplete, and since they're incomplete, you can't do it. Yeush doesn't give you more of a Kinyan, but Yeush removes the obstacle to full kinyan exhala. It isn't a kinyan in its own right. It isn't even a tziruf for kinyan in its own right. But once there's yeush, the kinyan exhala can realize themselves and allow for the hakna. Who says that? Who says such a thing? Implicitly. This is the Tosafot Rida I asked you to look at later, though. The one on Kuf Yud Beis. Right? Did I give you that one to look at? Right? I did. What's the case there? Gemara talks about really interesting things going on in the time of the Gemara, you know? It's the sugya of Hiniach la Bonavu Benosav Hagdolim v'haktanim. Right, the Gemara tells a story. Right, Bar Chamua de Rab Yirmia, Torak Goli Ba'api de Rab Yirmia. Right, Asa Lekami de Rab Abin. Amar Shalom Toveya. Amalei v'hamay Sina Sadi de Achsuka Bei B'chayi Davua. Amalei v'chim Ekabun Edim. Shalom if they baldin. So it's a funny story about, you know, reputable people, you know, reputable people and their children fighting over this thing. So Bar Chamua de Rabbi Yirmiyah was a katan, and he's trying to hide behind Ein Mekabel Neinim Shalom Ifnei Baldin in order not to give up the object that is claimed to be that. Who is it that's claiming it's his? Rabbi Yirmiyah is claiming this is. Okay. So the Gemara goes back and forth to try to prove whether or not he has to give it up. Whether the rule of Ein Mekabel Neinim Shalom Ifnei Baldin applies here. So partly that question depends on whether or not we view the katan as being a muchzak, having muchzakus on this chevet hagazul, essentially. And as we know, it belongs to Rabbi Yirmiyah. The katan is holding on to it, right? Holding on to a stolen chefetz, is that considered muchzak biyado? So then you apply ein mekabel neinim shalom b'fnei baldin, or not? Right, that's the discussion. So the Tosfos Rida has a line based on the Gemara. Velova tanya ben gadol ben ketanim chaya pirish hishiv Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rab Abin. You see that there's Kabbalah Seder Shalom B'fnei Baldin even when they're Mukzakim. Sharei Hayasomim Hey Mukzakim the Davar. The Cheskas Metaltalim Have a Chazaka. How do we know that the reason that you're just able to make them Chayav is maybe the reason you're able to Chayav because they're not really Mukzakim? He said, no, I can prove. They are mukzakim, and nonetheless, we're mekabalei them. Shalom b'fneihem. How do I know they're mukzakim? Shaharei im nisyaish u'machro machor. That's an interesting line. How do I know that they're mukzakim? Because im nisyaish, if there will be yiush, u'machru, and they will sell it, meaning a gazlan, if there'll be yiush, and a gazlan will sell a chepetz, the mechira will be chal. And that proves what exactly? That the gazlan is machzik the chayfetz, but we're talking about before Yush. Right? What does the ability to sell the chayfetz after Yush? Just think about it, and you have to read it a couple times, see what he's talking about. What the Tosafot Rida is saying is the ability to sell this chayfetz, la'achar Yush, proves that even before Yeush, he's Muksak Bo. How can you ever bring a proof from after Yeush to Lifne Yeush in Mukzakus? Only if you think that the Yeush per se is irrelevant to the ability to sell. Right? If the sale was based on the Yeush, then Lifnei Yeush and La'achar Yeush are two completely different worlds. How can you prove Mukzakus of the prior from the after. You're missing the major ingredient which brought about the change. But if we say, well, this, I'm reading in between the lines now. Tosfos Reed will say, well, Yeush Kedi Lo Kani. So obviously it's not the Yeush. But you can't say that completely either, because then why can't you be Mocher Livnei Yeush? So you need to find a way to explain how Yeush is effective, but it isn't effective because Yeush impacts, I should say, but Yeush is not effective. Yeush impacts, but it isn't the decisive factor. So how do we explain it? How is that? How could that be? The answer is, I think, very simple. Basically, what we're saying is, Kinyane Gzela have the capacity to create Kinyane, which give you the right to sell too. Except that as long as Nigzal or Nignav has not given up hope, so then there's interference with those Kinyanim. It's not that Yeush contributes. Yeush just eliminates that interference. Again, it's almost like the Ramban idea, but again, not where the Ramban applied it. Here, the role of Yeush is simply to remove a negative. The pesky, persistent, or idealistic, hopeful Nigzal. Right? Clinging still to the dream of the return of his Chafetz. So Yeush takes care of that. Once Yeush takes care of that, then the ability to transfer isn't based on the Yeush. It's based on Kinyan Exela. Afila lemandamar, dafka lemandamar, Yeush kedi lo kani. So that's exactly what the Tosfos Reed says. Tosfos Reed says he's a muchzak now, before Yeush. The haraya, after Yeush, he'll be able to sell this thing. It's not the Yeush that allows him to sell it. It's what he has right now, in theory. Just that his kinyanim are inhibited, but they're there. Another strong statement of kinyan egzela. This one by the Tosfos Reed. Just like Tosfos on Kufin Aleph Amud Beis had a strong statement for Rami Bar Chama, right, about kinyan egzela.
Did you say that it's talking dafka points about the Yeush kedi lo kani?
Yeah. For sure. Well, if it was Yeush kedi kani, then Kodem Yeush would really be ridiculous to look before. Also, you don't need to be Mocher the Chafetz. What you don't need to prove that. Just say Yeush kedi kani. If you believe it was Yeush kedi kani based on Kinyan Egzela, that idea which we spoke of according to Manu Yeush kedi kani, then you don't need to mention his ability to sell the Chafetz at all, but his ability to keep the Chafetz. This is according to Manomar Yeush kedi lo kani. So one more time. The cheskas metaltan have a chazaka, referring to gzela. Sheharei im nisyoi shemacharo machor. And then he adds, just to prove the point clearly, v'im lo nisyoi shnami ein abaylem yicholim lahakdish k'rabi ochanan almahani metaltan la becheskas baylem kaimi. That's going to be important for Rabbi Yochanan. Although he does shift the language a little bit, instead of saying it's becheskas Gazlan, he says it's Eno Becheskas Bailey, which might save him a little on the Rabbi Yochanan side. Yeah.
If we're saying this, then how come if Yeush is removing the obstacle, so how come it would only work with Gabe, him being able to sell, why should we say Lo Kani? Once Yeush.
Isura Saliado. So you'd have to explain because Isura Saliado is still an impediment. What?
Wasn't that obstacle that was being removed?
No. Since it was Bisura Asaliado, like we've explained, like we explained yesterday and the day before. So that always limits his personal ability to be Kona the Chafetz, according to the Manama Yeush Kedi Lo Kani. It's still Bisura Asaliado. It still came to him Bisur. So but in terms of other people, or his ability to do things with the object that don't affect him, that aren't, you know, focused on himself, there Bisura Asaliado is not an inhibition. It doesn't remove the Isur Asaliado, but for the people, it's not Isur Asaliado. They didn't steal it, they don't have this inhibition. The inhibition that he cannot be Koned himself, according to the Manor Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, because as signified by Isur Asaliado, that doesn't go away. As far as anything else, so I'm only asking the question, so what I'm saying is, Tosos says that Yeush kedi lo kani, but Yeush moil leinyan limkor. This Tosas Rid is not saying that. He's saying Yeush removes an obstacle that allows kinyan exela to work limkor.
The obstacle to him being matner to the lokeach was,
according to Tosas Rid,
the
persistence of the, or the holding on of the nixel. But the ability, the positive force that allows him to sell, isn't what he gets from Yeush, but what he got from the kinyan exela, which is held up by Yeush, which was held up until Yeush. That's different than Tosas, who says the Yeush adds a push to the exela and a kinyan to the gazlan beyond the kinyan exela, even according to the mandar b'yishkedi lo kani, to allow for the mechira. The two very, very subtle difference, very conceptually very different. Yeah.
That's why I can't understand those root as saying there is a that there is an added dimension. That the Yeush adds a certain dimension that allows you to be mocher. The fact that the Yeush is able to add this dimension only requires that there be some sort of base upon which it is adding, which would allow you to be.
If you were,
I mean, he then says v'im lo nisa hashu, you have the riochan.
Well, that's right. He's saying, and even without that, no, on the contrary.
To be mocher, so that's something that you require Yeush for, because there's an added dimension there.
It's the opposite. The fact that he adds the v'im lo nisa yesh is further proof that what he's trying to build up is the status, which in potentia is there already, lifnei yesh.
Right, but it doesn't have to be dafka the status which is able to allow him.
That it's a very,
I mean,
it's,
the fact that you can have something like
then it's
Yeush
a very
add, even if it's adding,
right,
is itself,
I understand,
that there's something there. Right?
But then it's a very weak. Then it's a very weak proof. It's not a proof at all, actually. I mean, you could say it and you cannot say it, but it doesn't prove anything. He's trying to bring a proof. It's certainly not a first proof.
If you understand there's no Yeush, Yeush doesn't work Yeush Miayin. It requires something to build upon. So then
that's a big assumption. That's a big assumption.
Well, I mean, either way, he's assuming something because.
Right, but what he's assuming here is actually very logical. He's saying Yeush kedi lo kani. Why not take it at its word, right? Yeush kedi lo kani means, again, we're already impressed with the Rambam or the Balei Tosos or whatever, that Yeush kedi lo kani, is more, there's more to it than it seems. Great, I'm glad we've reached that point. But when you first read the Gemara, just like Tosos and Kufi and Aleph on the day starts, if Yeush kedi kani, it's like lifnei Yeush, just like the Tosos written in Kufi and Aleph, and Kufi and Dalet says, if lifnei Yeush kedi lo kani, there's no shame, it's like lifnei Yeush. Right? He's saying the same thing here. He's working with the same idea. That's a better way to go. Can you say differently? Can you say that Yeush kedi wouldn't work if it didn't complete kinyan exela? Of course. When we talked about Yeush kedi kani, we talked about that, just as we talked about it in Shinui. Could you say it? For sure. But if you're the Tosas written, you're trying to prove Mukhzakus lifnei Yeush from Achar Yeush, then a much better proof. The more you can lean on what exists now, the stronger your argument is. But put it this way. For this argument to be the strongest, he has to interpret the way I'm interpreting it.
Okay, but it'll still be
so I'm
Lamed
Skos on the Tosas Rid. that he's
not
projecting a strong
still,
argument.
It's still a relevant point if he's understanding the way I'm
yeah, it would be relevant. It would be weak, but it would be relevant.
I mean, you think,
and the continuation also would be a problem because, see, for me,
fine,
the continuation
is
terrific.
He's showing you there is something here. After all, Yeush adds to it, and you're able to be more.
But you're missing a sentence. I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, you're missing that link. And if Chaim was here, he'd say, and not only that, but he would have to deal with Tamura. You look confused. Meaning that Reb Chaim's whole point was that Yeush is, again, I think the four other answers for it, I'm just being half facetious, but the whole point is that's the difference between Shini Kona and Yeush, and that's why Tmura, which says Vahari Gazal, doesn't quote Yeush. Right? Yeah.
I thought that Reb Chaim's kasha was more short for the Rebbe than for Noah.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because the more...
No,
the
question, the conclusion, I'm not talking about the question. I agree, that's what I just said. I'm saying the conclusion, I said, if he's right, then the question of why Tamura speaks about Shinui, not Yeush, is a stronger question, as opposed to the conclusion of Reb Chaim, which is, why? Because it doesn't work the same way that Shinui does off Kinyan Exela. We're saying the same thing. The question is more difficult. The issue in Reb Chaim isn't to justify the question, it's to justify the answer. Reb Chaim said, I have this question, and therefore I'm concluding the following. Although, again, we discussed more already. Okay, so this is the Tosfos Rid. Now, so we have two models already. One is what I'm suggesting is the stronger raya of the Tosfos Rid, Kinyanik Zela, with Yeush as just a removal of the obstacle of Kinyanik Zela in that sense. The second, actually, Reb Chaim will be both ways. Okay, but the second idea is one of Tosfos. What's a third possibility? What Noah mentioned before, namely the Rajba in Gittin, also the Ritva in Kiddushin, Rajba in Gittin daf Nunhei, the Ritva in Kiddushin in the Sugya of Gazel, Mekadosh BeGazel, which is, again, one more time, Boin Kiachot. So that's, of course, a way of trying to avoid this whole thing. The question is, you know, do you end up creating more problems than you've solved? So here one should mention, of course, the famous Ksos, one of the most famous Ksoses of all times. We discussed it when we learned Kiddushin, namely Kiva, one of the most famous Ksoses of all time.
About
quite a build-up, right?
About how Gita V'yad Ban Kecha, that one?
Hmm?
Simen Reish, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Wow. he says that
by the way, he doesn't just know the numbers of one of the most famous ones of all time. He knows like all the numbers, right? Shin Nun Gimel Gimel Shin Nun Gimel. Before he was telling me Shin Nun Samach Base or Zamach Dalet?
I thought it was Shin and Gimel, but Dovi said
Shin
Samach Base.
Shin Samach Base. Oh, okay. So maybe he does only know them. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Like, what does it say?
It says that by Get and by Evid, the reason why Gita V'yad Ban Kecha can work is because you don't require real Kenyan, you're just requiring a scene of Amma.
Right.
And therefore.
Right. And how do we know that that's true in Kenyan?
Because Bakarcha.
Excellent. And how else do we know it?
Just
the other famous Raya that I won't harass you anymore. Bal Korcha and
Sereana.
Okay. Very good. So correct. Mainly the Ksos says, because the Ksos is really a very fascinating piece because it's not just a doctrine, but it really is solving a problem. I mean, how can catch 22 work? So the Rishonim assume, well, catch 22, Gita V'yad Ban Kecha. It just works, it all comes magically converges into one. And the Ksos's solution is, it couldn't do that if it was a legal formal Kenyan. Then you need an a priori, you need a split second. It can only work if it's a physical action, the Sina. And how do you know Gitin, which is where we only, the Gemara only says Gita V'yad Ban Kiachad, by Get and by Shechur Eved. So how do you know that they are the Sina and not? So that's where he discusses Yisuri Hana, Bal Korcho, right? That's these are the rayas. So, but then it's not going to work by it's not going to work by kiddushin.
Yes.
What?
It is. He says.
And how? Why will it work by kiddushin?
Hekesh of Ayelitzia.
Right. That's strange, because Hekesh of Ayelitzia is well and good, but. Does anybody deny that Kiddushin requires more than an Asina? Right? The question is, how can a Hekesh work when it's against the rules? That's his problem. And he quotes the Ritva. That's what I recall. The Ritva and Kiddushin, that is. So there are good reasons not to say Gita V'yad Ban Kiachad in Kiddushin. Or in other areas. Again, even the Ksos, even if he's happy with the Hekesh of Ayelitzia, it's not going to help you very much for Yush Hashin or Rishus, right? Right? In Hekdesh, maybe, because Hekdesh too isn't a regular Derech HaKinyan, maybe. It's more of a Kriyas Shem.
But yeah, he also has a line where he says that if there was ever a Chiyav, he says that if there's ever a Chiyav Hashava, so I'm also going to stress that the Hekdesh can't work if there's some sort of Chiyav Hashava.
So even that shouldn't help you. Yeah. So it's a very fascinating Ksos. That's the one in Siman Reish. And it calls into question whether this Rajba in Gittin and Ritva and Kiddushin are really going to work. But an interesting issue. Either way, if it does work, there's still an important difference between, in this case, Tosfos Rid and Tosfos on one side and the Rajba and Ritva on the other. This is very important for some other issues. According to both Tosas Rid and Tosos, Tosas Rid on Kufi Beis, in other words, the one we just read, according to both of them, the Lokeach receives the Chefetz from the Gazlan. Right? Directly. The Makne is the Gazlan, the Kone is the Lokeach. According to the Rashi and the Ritva, that's already not so simple. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's not clear that it's correct. Because it's all Gita V'yadabai and Kiyachad. It's not like for one second it was his and then he extended it to the other fellow. In some sense, one might say even that maybe it came from the Nigzal. He's the Makne. Or maybe there is no Makne. Right? There's an issue. This is a big issue in Kiddushin, and this is something that is discussed by the Ksos in Shin Nun Gimel. Be a big issue there too. Shin Nun Gimel Aleph, I believe, this one, right?
Yeah.
And that is, namely, what's the problem, Ephraim?
Yeah, I mean, in Kiddushin in general, there's a question about whether the Isha is Mikudeshes because she's receiving the Hana, or because the husband is giving the Hana, or because of its Seirah.
Exactly. This is what we talked about more, mostly in June. Right? We talked about these exact cases. Is it enough to have Kabbalah Sa'isha, or do you need Nesinas Ha'ish? Sounds like semantics, but it's not. What do you say about cases where you have one and not the other, either in terms of Shovi, something that's worth a pruta to the Isha, but less to the man? Let's say she's a Cholam Basukan, and you give her Yisuri Ana, and he can't be Nana from it anyway. Right? It isn't Shin Nun Gimel. Maybe it's in both places. Okay, but that completely restores all your Excel's credibility. Wow. Okay. So, now Dovey's whole reputation's online. Unless it's, maybe he says it in both places? What? He says it in Shinzama's base. Okay. So maybe in both. Eil of Eil. So the, basically, right, let's say you have a Shava Pruta for him and not for her, for her, not for him. All sorts of interesting cases. Or he arranges for her to get something, but he never was Bailim. That's some of the Arev, Medina Ved Knani. All sorts of interesting cases. So if all you require is her to receive, so in a way, that would be fine. Even if the Gazlan is not the Bailim on the Chepetz HaGazel, and Yishin Shina Rishus, it comes from the Nigzal, or it just comes Mimela. That's what the Ksos speaks about. So then that'll be fine. But if you really require the Bailim, that it be a Shavaputa for him, that it be a Nesina Mimenu, so then the Yishin Shina Rishus has to be the Makne. Or, for example, another issue that the Ksos deals with, this is the one in Shin Sim Samak something. Bakotam, is that the one there, Dovi?
Yes.
Okay. So the Ksos discusses that question. So for Kotam to be Koni, you need Das Acharis Makne. Right? According to many Rishonim. Not all Rishonim. Some Rishonim think even that's Drabanan. Bali Tosis, at least, think that Das Acharis Makne is the difference between Kinyan Daraisa and Drabanan. So do you have Das Acharis Makne when the Katan is the recipient of Yesh Hashin Rishus? Right? So it does depend on how Yesh Hashin Rishus work, unquestionably. Part of the half of the question of how it works is, where is it coming from? Is it coming from the Nigzal, from the Gazlan, from both? And again, according to Tosas Rid and Tosas, it's coming from the Gazlan. At least partly coming from the Gaza. Maybe it's also coming from the Nigzal. Depends how what role the Yeish plays. But at least the Shinu Rishus part of it is coming from the Gazlan. But according to the Rishonim, say Boyin Kiyachad, it's not so clear that the Gazlan is transferring at all. Maybe is, maybe isn't.
Why
Why else would you say it's...
Also connected to the question is the Dunham question, which is what the Xos links it up with. We'll finish this on Thursday. I guess we'll sum it up finally. But to what extent... Remember, the Rajba used the language of Yad HaLokeach BeEmtza. Is he involved in the Gzela at all, or is he completely out of it? Partially, that depends whether or not he's receiving it from the Nigzal, he's receiving it from the Goslin. Is the Shinu Rishus part of the Gzela, part of the Kinyan, part of the Bisur HaSaliyado, which one day in the Gemara, according to some Rishonim Kufidala, like we read? So that Rajban Kufidala is important for this. The Tosas of Rebbe Peretz on Samech Chesam and Aleph has this formulation also. Kind of formulation that, you know, is Lokeach Yodo Be'emtza. I'm sorry, you want to say something?
If according to Rishonim say Ban Kecha, it's not coming from the Goslin, then why do you need to say Ban Kecha? You can circumvent the Goslin entirely.
Well, maybe you are. I'm saying it's hard to know what they mean by Ban Kecha. The Ban Kecha either means that it is coming from the Goslin, but the Yirsh Shina Rishus. But then basically what you're saying is he needs Yirsh Shina Rishus to be Makne, you know, and it's all Ban Kecha. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is the answer to the question is you're right, it really doesn't come from him. It just gets to the recipient through this combination. He's not the one who's makne. It just happens through the combination. It's a funny kind of a thing, a boing
kiachad. Yeah. Yeah. In terms of the implication about das makne and ketanim, even if one were to say that in the ultimate halachic sense he's not really the machne,
right,
depending on what das machne is required for, he might say that if he's the fo'al, the one who's transferring in the shus, so that's enough to define it as a ma'aseh kinyan. It's enough to define the katan as ma'aseh kinyan.
The Xos didn't see it that way, but you may be right. Yeah, very good. Meaning, why is it that das achar is machne? Is it because he's not machne, or is it because the presence of as opposed to hefker, let's say, I think it's what you have in mind, right?
Yes.
As opposed to Hefker and Nitzay Ager, where the katan is on his own, here there's an objective party who's affected by his kinyan, which kind of objectifies the process. And maybe you don't need him to be the makna. You just need that there be people from whom the chefetz comes, or a rishus from whom it comes, as opposed to Hefker. I think it's a very, very good point. The Xos doesn't see it that way. He's a strict constructionist that you need Das Acheres Makne, Nin Hakna, and I think that's Xos Shitaso also. But it's a good point. It's a good har. Okay. I guess Tosas Shita is expressed also in Kufi Dalef Amud Beis, just to remind you of that. Just pick out the line there quickly. Am I in the wrong... No, that's our Vachama, right? Oh, wait, one sec, maybe you're right. Yeah, you're right. Shanaka Lotus Mishus Abailim, Bishini Rishus, O Bishini Hashem. Correct. The Yish is already. Correct. That's the line. And also on Samech Vav Amud Beis, according to the Tos Yeshanim. Meaning the addition on the side here. That's Dibur Matzal Shmamina, where Tosa says, D'i Kani Imken Chashu Shavar Kavar. Aval I Lo Kani B'yush Mifso Mikol Mokom Kadoshu. Right? And then you're supposed to read, Mishim Hachi Itzrich Kra. Lahora Shayna Olam Shimitzel Babavera. Fine, one second. Avagav the Kate Lyod the Tamid Shinya Shame the Kamala Kamame Kara Chulin Hash the Hektish Makamakam Yesh Bakan Yush Vashina Rishus. And then you're supposed to add the Afim Yush Kadi Lokani Hoil Lemachra Ola Hagdisha. And then he says, I in the Kaman, Samak Zayn Rabbeis, Tosa Dimasu Rabba. Okay, so you have these three Tosasin. Contrast that to Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, who studiously avoids saying that. On Samach Vav Amud Beis, he studiously avoids it. And I think this is a very good reason. Although I don't know why, I don't know if he's going to be consistent everywhere, but I think there is very good reason. And some of lovely bays. The Shlomar Dinei de Yish Shlo Kani Kishu Kadi Mikomokom Yish Vishina Rishos Kani. Okay. Again, if you didn't have the addition to Artosis, it would read the same way. But sounds like it's this combination that works, but not that the Yish already activates a high level of Kinyan, the Inyan, Shina Rishus. Now, the reason I think this is important is because we get to the next point. And that is Yish Vishina Rishus. So basically, we're discussing it already. Right. So basically, we have the following options. One is the Ramban, who in Mochamos takes the hard line, the Kufyadalad Ramban, which is no combination at all, wouldn't work if it's Surah Saliado, it doesn't work at all, by itself and not in combination. The only time it'll ever work is Betera Saliado, Dumya Da Veda, and that you get by Yir Shushina Rishus, and Dafka in the right order. The order is everything. Order is crucial. That's the Ramban. According to the Ramban, it's hard to explain where the Shina Rishos came from. Maybe you have to say, like the Rajba and the Ritva, maybe they got it from the Ramban, that it's Baim Kiechad or something of that sort. Hard to say. Or maybe it's the combination, but it's basically Kinyan Yish. According to the Ramban, maybe the best thing to say is the Chavetz is not transferred really by the... It looks like it's being transferred by the Goslin, but it's not so. What's really happening is the Yish, which has been held in abeyance because it's Bisura Saliado, will work the second that it's applied to a Lokeach. So the real Kinyan is the Kinyan from the Nigzal to the Lokeach. Or maybe it's not even the Nigzal, maybe it's a Kinyan to Mimela. He's Messiahish, and he's Kona. I don't see why not. And we know that there's Machlokas or Rishonim about that point. The Ramban's view on that, I don't know. But absolutely. In theory, it should work Bal Korcha, the Gazan Rishon. It's not his Kinyan. According to Tosis, it can never be Bal Korcha, the Gazan Rishon. That's why Tosis Lashitaso. Tosis Samach Zayin Rebbei says that the Sugan Kufya Dalid is not about Yish Shashina Rishus because it's Bal Korcha. Right? Because according to Tosus, you need Kinyan of the Goslin, Al Yedei Shinu, Al Dei Yush, in order to accomplish the Shina Rishos. It's a real Kinyan. But according to the Ramban, one could say, I'm not sure you have to say it, but one could say, the Kinyan is Yush Bete Rosaliado. It's not that there are two things happening at the same time. There's a Shinu, there could be. It's not impossible for the Ramban. In other words, the reason that you are Kona the Chafetz and don't have to pay for it is only because of Yeush. As for the Shina Rishos, is that also a result of the Yeush? That's the only thing I'm not sure about the Ramban. I'm just saying, given the Ramban, you could say this model. Even the Shina Rishos is a result of the Yeush, which makes the Makne either the Nigzal or nobody. The Nigzal is Miyas Yeush, and he is Zocha. And absolutely right. For sure, if that were to be true, then the consent and the anything of the Gazan is irrelevant. Irrelevant here. Okay, that would be the Ramban. The only Chiddush in the Ramban, well, the Chiddush isn't limiting Yush Kadi Lo Kani to nothing, practically, except for the Shini Hashem ones, as we discussed. But there's one more chiddush in the Ramban, and that is delayed Isura Saliyado, or delayed Yeush is still Yeush. One could still have argued with Ramban and said the Dumida Veda and the requirement of Yeush Batera Saliyado is only if there's no delay. The second that there's Yeush, it's effective. That's a classical case of a Veda. If there's an Isura Saliyado, one could have said there's no Maisa Yeush, no Chalos Yeush. And then, even if later on things change and for someone else it's a Yeush Bateh Rasaliyado, So what? It's too late. The Maisa Yeush was Bizman that it was hindered and therefore didn't get off the ground because of the Isura. So Ramban thinks that that's not a problem. I wonder whether or not some Rishonim who disagree with Ramban and don't like this Pshat, that Yeush Roshina Roshus is just Hatei Ras Eliyado and Dumi Daveda, and Hatei Ras Eliyado. Maybe what they would argue is it just couldn't work. Because if Yeush is Isur Ras Eliyado, it's Lo Shmo Yeush, and it can never be rehabilitated after the fact. Maybe that's one of the reasons that our next candidate wanted to say something very very similar to the Ramban, but seemed to avoid saying the Ramban's pshat. Namely, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Yeah, sorry. What's your first name again?
Hillel.
And last name?
Nazareth.
Yeah, okay. Visiting us from Harvard. Right.
Just with regard to the Ramban status, the Das of the Gazlan, on Kufya Dalit, he says that if it's the Taos, it's not considered Shin Rishus at all.
On Kufya Dalit, against the Balamor, one second. I thought he didn't say that. I thought he said, Mimonashach. If you think Taos is a problem, number one, it doesn't say Taos. Number two, if you really thought it was a Taos, shouldn't it torpedo everything, not just the Mosar? But he also says that it's not Shin Rishus?
Yeah, he says.
He might be right, I don't remember. Either way, Taos might still be different. I don't think so. I thought he just had those two objections in the spot. Check it again. Even then, I'm not sure whether Taos is the same as Bal Korcha in this issue. Might be there also might be. I think he doesn't say that. I thought that the Dafka didn't make that argument so clear. And I thought again, because maybe it's not such a big issue for him. Okay? Yeah.
It could be that the Ramban is saying the Yeush is Chal right now, it's on the Chayfetz.
It prevents the Gavra from being Kona.
Right.
No, I'm not saying. The Ramban definitely thinks.
What's
I mean, you're saying, instead of saying that according to the Ramban, it's delayed. What I mean is, even though it is Yeush B'Surah Saliyado, all I'm saying is this. There is Yeush B'Surah Saliyado, and now the Ramban is saying, since later on it's going to be for someone else, it's going to be Batera Saliyado, it works. One could have said that a Yeush be Surah Asaliyado just never gets off the ground. Or just maybe Lo Shema Yeush because of the. You know, let's take our models. I mean, I don't want to. Let's say a Pnei Yeshua model. Right? So it didn't get off the ground. Let's say my suggestion that sometimes if you have a Chiyav HaShava, that's not Yeush because it's not Violet Yisar and Kiss because the Chiyav HaTorah protects you. Lo Shema Yeush. So then it would be harder to say an hour later, you know, because the Yeush was, unless you say it continues to be Misyayish, I guess you can get around it by saying either Yeush can be delayed, and then the things I just said are not the problem, or that he continues, Yeush is a state of mind. Like we said, it's not a Hakna. It's not even a Maisa Hefker. So maybe it isn't one single action, it's a continuation of despair and a state of mind. So you're right, there's no lingering Yeush. But it was Yeush B'Surah Saliyado, Yeush B'Surah Saliyado, Yeush B'Surah Saliyado, and then now it's Yeush B'Teira Saliyado. That might be the answer. But I'm saying those who disagree with Ramban at that point maybe could argue it. Yeah, you found it?
Yeah,
oh, he does say B'Taos?
The line is,
but he disagrees with Balmor on that point.
I thought he disagrees on that one.
He's saying if he's right, so then
everything.
Right, that's what I said before. If he's right, then it should just be the Mosar. That's what I was saying before. It should be everything.
It should be, yeah.
The Taos should affect everything. But not because he's saying, Im Kvar Azkar, if you're right, Balamor, that it's a problem of Taos, and it's not, because the whole point of the Balamor is that there's no machlokes and advice in the Mishnah, that we're talking about Mosar. So he says, well, if the Taos is just on the Mosar, big deal, but it's still a Taos on the Shina Rishus, so it should affect everything. That's a different argument.
So that's not the Ramban saying.
I don't think that's the Ramban saying that Taos is nothing. I think he's saying if you think Taos is nothing, then you can't split between the Mosar and the Ikar. That's what I meant before. Okay. The other word is Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosafot Parah speaks the language of the Ramban, but with one huge difference, unless the Girsa is all wrong, but it's in a few places. Namely, what's the difference? And with this, I guess we'll conclude. We'll just wrap up a few tiny little things about some of the things we spoke about already, but definition of Shina Rishos, and a little more on this issue of Katan and Isha and so on, some of the Xosis. But then we want to move to the Sugin Sukkah and Mitzvah Babavera and Rabbeinu Tam a little bit, but we're getting to the end. What is the point of Tosafot Parah? Daniel? Saad? And Samaches? Dani? Also no? Go? He really seems to say, again, if the language is correct, I'm reading the brackets. The Shina Rishus Greda Lo Kani Mishum De Yisiras Aliyade Aval Yeyush Vishina Rishus De Betei Ras Aliyade De Lo Keach Kani De Havidumi De Mechira. Wow. Notice how the Ramban said Dumi De Aveda? He's saying Dumi De Mechira? The Ramban said it's the Shina Rishus creates a Teiras Aliyado for the Yeyush. The Tosafot Ben Parat says the Yeyush creates Hetera Saliado for the Shina Rishus. Yeah.
The new one changes it to Aveda.
The reason they change it because they just can't believe their eyes, not because they have a different manuscript. They also change the Yeyush part. You know, I think. But he says it again and again. I mean, it's just unless it's just, you know. But also, Dumi the Mechira is not. It's not an easy mistake to make. You know what I'm saying? Dim Tomar, Lukmach Raisal Olm Shemacher Lifnei Yer Shemekamakam Av Mechir Shein Echozeres. So on, Shlomar Kai Gavne Loyos Shina Rishus Delokeach. Again, what do you mean Shina Rishus Delokeach? I mean the Yeush. The Ramban would have written it. The Shlomar Kai Gavne Loyoil Yeush Delokeach. Tosafot Ben Parat writes it. Kai Gavne Loyos Shina Rishus Delokeach. Everything is backwards, but it's not backwards. It's opposite. Every line here has to be changed if you think it doesn't mean it. That's already methodologically, textually problematic. Mi unir la Mashiach, not Marinu Shiach yet. Dafil, have to be careful these days. Dafilu Mahani, again the parentheses Yish, but the. That's a Dalad Hey issue, which we talked about. But again, it's because the whole emphasis is on the Kenyan of Shinui Rishus. For it sounds like Tosafot Ben Parat holds Shinui Rishus is the Kone. Normally Shinui Rishus is not Kone. Of course not, because as long as there hasn't been Yeush, then the Lokeach will become the Gazlan. It's the same structurally exactly like the Ramban. But everything is opposite. For the Ramban, Yush can't be Kona because it's a Chiva Shava. For the Tosafot Ben Parat, Shina Rishus can't be Kona because as long as it's before Yush, there's always going to be a Chiva Shava. The Cheftza, the Nigzal, demand the Hashava. So if the Lokeach is in the picture, he's the one who has to give it back. It's not out of the Rishus on Igzal yet. And Igzal hasn't given up yet. It's a Chefetz HaGazul Lifnei Yeush. Shina Rishus is going to help you. Once it's Yeush, then the Shina Rishus, is fine. Now the Yeush will not help you before the Shina Rishus. That's Bisur HaSaliyado. We don't care that it's Bisur HaSaliyado. We're not trying to be Kona with the Yeush. If this is true, Tosafot Ben Parat would be a real strict constructionist, even more than the Ramban. Yeush be Surah Saliyado, Lo Shma Yeush Klal. Maybe my Pnei Yoshua or my Pshat, and we won't say that it's a continuous every second. Yeush be Surah Saliyado never works, period. The only thing it can do is one thing. It can clear the way for Shina Rishus. Because once the Cheftza Shogzela and the kiva shava that flows from the demands of the nigzals out of the picture, then shinu rishus will be a kinyan. He says it here. He says it in the next piece too. Velo tema. The time of vada dahani be'alma shinu rishus im ayeush, not the yeush shinu rishus. It's even subtle even in the language. Shinu rishus im with an ayin im ayeush mishum de betei rasul yade. Here it says dumi laveda.
Yeah, he also says kiva yeush kodem shinu.
Yeah, he changed it here. Kodam Lashina Rishut. Exactly. Aval Kiva, the only problem is Dumina Veda here. Aval Kivan Shekodam Ashina Rishus Liyeush Rinim Sadasal Yad Beisura Hukalamani Klaus Shinu Rishus Liknos. Right? Shinu Rishus Liknos, not the Yeush Liknos. The only bad word in here is the Dumina Veda. The Teda Shekol Ikar Kinyan Vishinui. How do we know it? Because just one more thing, and with this we'll conclude, and I'll take a question and we'll conclude. The Tosis Rid goes back and forth on this issue. In some places he says exactly like Rambah, I think we read it yesterday, that Yirush Shina Rishus has nothing to do with Shina Rishus, it's a Din in Yirush, right? The Shina Rishus is a Teira, like Rambah in that sense. But in another place, one of the ones I asked you to look at, what was it? Kufir Aleph? Jim Vassal Ram Bar Chama? So there it's remarkable, Tosis Rid. There he goes, there he goes what I call the Tosis Rid of Parrot's room. Velokech Gufe, de Kanele Biyush Vishinu Rishus Minalan. First of all, it's already revolutionary. You have to love the Tosis Rid, you know. Right? The first person to ask, where's the Makar for Yush and Shinu Rishus? Right? Well, if the Ramban's answer to that question is Yeush. It's just Betei Rosh Aliyah Dumi Aveda. You don't need a Makar. Thank you very much. That's the Ramban weighing in on this issue. But if you hold that either if it's a combination Kenyan, maybe you don't need a Makar. But especially if it's a Kenyan Shina Rishus, first time we've ever seen a Kenyan Shina Rishus in Gzela, how does that work? Right? So Tosis Rid asks, V'lokeach gufa dekani b'shiyush v'shinu rishus minalam, tenach shinui maisa, kida marim v'resh perak meru v'veshiv v'sag Gzela shar gozlam kein shar gozlam yachzir m'lav, right? Dam boi m'shale, aval shinu rishus minyalo dekani. He is speaking Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz talk. Right? I know the other one is different. Tosis Rid, I mean, that the Tosis Rid reformulates and is constantly in a state of flux, and is, and that doesn't surprise us. He's the, you know, Madura Kama, Madura Tlisa, Madura Rubia, Madura Basra. What? Exactly. And there's nobody more flexible and open to, you know, to reevaluating than the Tosis Rid. Ye Shlomar me asher gazal yalfinan lay. Like Shinu Maisa. Misha gazal mitzuva lahashi v'lalokeach shelo gazal, a new limud. And Kufi Aleph has a new hekesh. Remember we discussed beso, the beso of gneva and the beso of ma beso reshuso lahakdish is why ain gonev achar ganav v'yesh gazlan achar gazlan. The chiddush of the Tosis Rid there. There he had a new hekesh based on connecting the dots. Here he has a new limud. He just made it up. I don't really mean he made it up. I mean he thinks that the psukim are a remez to this idea. Only the Gavra Gazlan, right, has Chiyuv Hashava. If you have Shinu Rishus, but it can't be Lifnei Yiyush. Echadami I Lifnei Yiyush Kol Echad Kaimer Brishus of the Marakaima V'Iyu Gufei Hava Gazlan. That's not going to help you. You need a non-Gazlan. That's the role of Yeush. That's Beteira Saliado. Alabade Kagon Chakanalacha Yeush to Kanale Beyeush Shinu Rishus. But is there any doubt in this piece that the Dovra Kone is the Shinu Rishus? And that's the formulation, that's the explanation. And if you would want any more, that's the Makar. He even gave you a Makar for it. Now I agree, just for the record, that on Kufya Dalet Amud Aleph, that's not what he says. Kufya Dalet is the opposite. Here he says, Even though he explained earlier why you need the Yiyush. So the Kufyat Aleph is what I call the Tosar Ben Peretz. Shina Rishus is Kona. The Yeyush is just a background, so that he's not a Gazlan. Kufyat Dalet is like the Ramban. The Shina Rishus is just a Hechatimtsev, a Terasoliyada, even more than a Terasoliyada. The formulation here is only Be Gazlan Lokani. Anything out of Be Gazlan, Yeyush is Kona. Okay, so we have the full range. Of course, based on this full range, we should discuss two more questions quickly. And that's what we'll finish with next week, Thursday. One is the question of order, obviously. The 2 days in the Gemara and the Rambam against all Rishonim. Secondly, the question of Damim, the other issue of the Rambam, and the Raivid as it happens. Thirdly, just to review very quickly again, one or two of these other points, what is Shina Rishus? What constitutes cases of Shina Rishus? And what about Katan? And what about Isha, etc.? And then we're finished with this part of it. Take a question, then we'll dive in. Okay.
How would we read the line in the Tosafot Ben Peretz, "Rovayim Shemayim Kol Karkin in Ma'aleh
Yehem"? I'm sorry. One more time. What are you reading? Samachas.
Yeah.
Again.
Kol Karkin in Ma'aleh Yehem Yishum
Yishum. Yishum.
Yishum. It's in the beginning.
Okay. One second. You know, I don't hold up for Minchat. I'll look at it, I'll tell you right after. So.